Bad with the sketches on. Wanna hold your hand, make you my girl. Light up, Skecher. light up my world. I like your Skechers. You like me, my Gucci shoes. Why the fuck are you not singing, man?
Bas bahut cringe ho gaya.
Kamal yaar.
Assalamu alaikum. Mera naam Umair hai.
And my name is Umar.
And I'm Ansar.
और डायरेक्ट इस्लामाबाद पिंडी और लाहौर से बर्गर बॉयज की एक और पेशकश.
यस सर.
अमेजिंग.
बर्गर बॉयज बर्गर डायरेक्ट फ्रॉम इस्लामाबाद.
सो लाइक boys, what's up?
Just chilling, yaar. Nothing to report. Quarantine, you know how it goes. Pretty boring. You guys tell.
Pretty boring. Man, वैसे like एक काफी बड़ी feat है यार उमेर और अंसर. Man, you know, Burger Boys has gone multinational. We have officially made it all the way to Lahore. Yeah. Right? Ansar's in the building.
Yeah, man. Burgers everywhere, man. Pakistan is full of burgers.
See, that's the thing. We accept it. This is I love that he said that, man, because
हाँ ना एक तो पहली बात तो पहले हम embrace करते हैं ना.
हाँ जो बात है.
Which is why the name of our show is Burger Boys.
ठीक है. और इसके बाद मैं आजकल notice कर रहा था कि like because of all of what is going on right now, बड़ी ऐसी चीजें जिस पे पहले सारे हमारा मजाक उड़ाते थे कि लाइक बर्गर्स खाना नहीं खाते हैंड सैनिटाइज करने से पहले और इनको बहुत फिक्र होती है कि कहाँ बैठ के खाना खाने है, जगह साफ है कि नहीं साफ. नाउ द होल वर्ल्ड इज डूइंग इट. ट्रेंड सेटर्स राइट ऑफ द बैट.
इट्स लाइक द लेजेंड रिक रॉस वंस सेड, ब्रो, फर्स्ट दे लव यू देन दे हेट यू देन दे लव यू अगेन.
ब्रो दैट्स एग्जैक्टली हाउ इट इज.
और लव यू से भी आगे अब तो बात चली गई, अब तो फॉलो कर रहे हैं डायरेक्ट. और यार क्वारंटीन का कुछ चेंज हुआ पिछले दो एपिसोड्स में उमर?
यार अच्छा एक चीज बताता हूँ तुझे, मैन, लेट मी टेल यू समथिंग रियल क्विक, राइट? ओके, आई हैव बीन लाफिंग अबाउट दिस ऑल डे, राइट? एंड दिस इजंट लाइक अ चेंज इन माय रूटीन और एनीथिंग, बट ओके, सो यू नो बिसाइड्स आवर शामून इस्माइल, यू नो, ऑब्सेशन एंड एवरीथिंग, नॉट टू मच न्यूज ऑन दैट फ्रंट अनलेस यू हैव समथिंग. माय बॉय, माय लाइक अदर बॉय आउटसाइड पाकिस्तान, द बेबी.
ओके, मैन ऑफ कल्चर.
सो द बेबी रिलीजेस न्यू album. Now DaBaby, right, like I don't want to go out too out there or anything, right, DaBaby is like he's a little ghetto, right, which, you know, I'm with, right? I like it, I like his songs, I love the stuff that he says, right? So he released a song, it went, you know, pretty popular. I sent it to you, to him, man. It's called Rockstar, right? Now first of all, I want to kind of like comment on the fact that Rockstar is like a hit at Post Malone's Rockstar, because Post Malone was like flexing and like 21 Savage too on his track, right? Like, oh, you know, this is like the Rockstar lifestyle, right?
Yeah,
the baby's like, fuck that, right? Real Rockstar shit is not with the guitar. He's like, you have to have a like a Glock on your waist, tige up tak say. I'm like, all right, man, you know, it's fine, tige. I'm like, in the second verse, right, you really had to catch it. And like the first time I listened to it, I was like, shit, right? So he basically says, I'm not quoting it word for word, but he's like, I shot like a guy, he used the n-word, right? He's like, I shot a guy in front of my daughter when she was only two, right?
Damn.
And I was like, hold up one second. Wait one second, because obviously, like, this guy, he just confessed to murder, number one.
Damn.
The last guy to do that, right, what really blew up was Bobby Shmurda on that song,
yeah,
right? And then he got arrested for that. But I don't know. I mean,
dry snitching galore. Yeah, him and his whole crew.
अच्छा एनीवे ये बेबी की जो न्यू एल्बम है और उसके अलावा बिकॉज़ हर बॉय अंसर रैप्स ओवर हियर, तेरे वो पुराने शौक तो नहीं दोबारा जाग गए?
यार ओके, सो अंसर, बेसिकली आई रैप्ड अ लिटिल बिट बैक इन माय डे, राइट?
आई फील लाइक एवरी ब्राउन बॉय फ्रॉम अमेरिका एंड कनाडा हैज रैप्ड एट लीस्ट वन पॉइंट इन देयर लाइफ.
अच्छा एक मिनट फॉर कॉन्टेक्स्ट, बैक इन योर डे बता कौन सा है?
यार बैक इन माय, ओके वेट अंसर वन सेकंड, यू आर सेइंग यू रैप टू, इज दैट हाउ इट इज?
Yeah, hell yeah, bro.
Okay, that's what I'm saying, man. That's what I'm saying. All right, so all I'm saying, right, is that you guys could like beatbox right now.
Yeah, Ansar is huge in the rap game. Abhi agla question main Ansar se karunga, lekin tu abhi mujhe apna bata de sahi, tere rap days kaun se?
Yeah, my rap days were back in the day when, you know, Lil Wayne and Drake were popping off.
Yeah.
And I was a little kid in middle school and I had to make like little rap songs for like school events.
Aur teri abhi nayi nayi pedo stash aayi thi.
All right, man. Sahi, agar leni hai to le le. Le le yaar. I have this one rap song on YouTube. It's called My Story. It was like supposed to be like about how like, I don't know, just like how, like how tough my story was in my life and like how like God saved me or something.
बच्चे यार पता है दिस इज आई थिंक माई फेवरेट पार्ट अबाउट ऑल ब्राउन रैपर्स हम इस तरह जिस तरह हम सबर्ब से निकलते हैं और हम इस तरह रैप कर रहे होते हैं जिस तरह हम सीधे प्रोजेक्ट से आते हैं बहुत क्योंकि मैं भी आई डू द सेम थिंग ब्रो आई डू द सेम थिंग आई बी लाइक ब्रो आई स्ट्रगल साथ साथ मैं शवरमा मंगवा रहा होता हूँ घर और साथ साथ स्ट्रगल के बारे में लिख रहा होता हूँ
Bro, I was like, oh, you know, like God saved me with his predestination and decree and everything was written. And how am I mean, Brown Fam's all right, right?
Yeah.
We're, like you said, bro, we're definitely not in the projects or anything like that. We're from decent families, all of us. How am I too with up?
और उसका सबसे लिट पार्ट ये नहीं था कि तूने रैप किया है वो थी उसकी म्यूजिक वीडियो
ओह डैम यू शॉट अ म्यूजिक वीडियो दैट्स क्रेजी
देयर हैज बी अ म्यूजिक वीडियो विद इट सो आई विल सेंड यू अ लिंक राइट
प्लीज डू
बेसिकली ओके सो I didn't, you know, when you're a kid, right? Like, you don't, I mean, for me at least, like, I didn't know too much about style or anything. Not that I'm saying that I know a lot about, you know, dressing up now either. But, like, I thought that, like, a gangster look back in my video at least was like these brown suede loafers.
Oh, and, my like, goodness.
A hoodie from American Eagle.
Oh, wow. American Eagle is the height of gangster, bro.
It's the height of gangster, right? Literally the whitest shit you could do. And I'm out here, like, in Periatown. I just come to Pakistan, fresh off the boat. I'm in, like, down in the middle. And I'm just rapping in front of a park. And I didn't even care enough to memorize my lyrics. I was just reading off my phone.
Wow.
So that's how it was. That's how it was for me. But
yeah, lekin boys, ye kya scene hai? Ke matlab, jab tum log wahan pe itni desi harkate karte ho, तो लाइक देसी बनने की बहुत कोशिश करते हो तो जब पाकिस्तान आते हो तो फिर इतना ज्यादा डिफरेंस क्यों लगता है तुम लोगों को
आई मीन मैं तो इधर आई ग्रू अप हियर सो आई फील लाइक उमर हैज मोर इनसाइट इन दैट देन आई डू
अच्छा वेट जस्ट फॉर रेफरेंस हाउ लॉन्ग एग्जैक्टली डिड यू स्पेंड वाज इट अमेरिका और कनाडा एंड हाउ एग्जैक्टली डिड इट वर्क
कनाडा So the short story is basic. Well, I wasn't born in Pakistan. I was born abroad, but I grew up here my whole life, and I lived
Lahore mein.
Ha, Lahore mein. And I lived a couple of years in Canada to get the Canadian citizenship when I was from I'd say third to fifth grade.
Okay.
And then we moved back as soon as we got the citizenship, as most people do.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved to Canada for university once I graduated high school.
All right. Gotcha. And you are going to be staying in Pakistan now or leaving Pakistan? How does that work?
I have no clue, bro. Honestly, like nowadays I'm more like I'll go wherever the wind takes me kind of thing. Cause, even with, just setting up any destinations you have in mind, you're just letting yourself down, even if that's where you're meant to be, or at least that's what I think now. But plan yahi tha ke, I was supposed to start a job, in the beginning of April.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm probably still going to go back to Canada once I get the opportunity and see how that goes for a couple of months at least.
Gotcha. Achya, Omer, to tackle your question, right? Achya, wahan pe, okay, so it might be a little different from me and Ansar, right? But agar leni hai to aur le le meri. So basically, over there in America, right? What would happen is that...
Achhi baat hai, embrace kar rahe tu.
Embrace to kafi cheezein maine ki hai, theek hai? It's just like, you know, when we grow up, once you pass your 20s, right? I just feel like the more you embrace, the less, you know, people, you know, get to you.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense, but like, as in like what they say and stuff gets to you. But achha, so wahan pe, and I think like this is not just for me, right? But also like a family thing too. I think when you go to America or when you're bringing up a family in America, right? Or Canada or outside of Pakistan, your parents really try to instill certain values. So some of them might instill Islamic values. Some might instill like, you know, Pakistan, like straight up desi culture in you. Some might do both. So mine was like a little bit of mix of both, nothing too hardcore, you know. But like when you come to Pakistan, right, yahan pe aake pata chalta hai ki like obviously isra nahi hai, right, for a lot of people.
Yeah, bro.
And that's when like my inner like jo but right, that's when like that really came out, I feel, right?
Interesting.
Because okay, I'm not saying that like I'm like a horrible guy, Omer, hopefully you can attest to this, but like as in you know, like the type of, I guess, Muslim that I was over there, or like, obviously I am very patriotic and everything like that, right? But as in, I think some of those things just die down. And again, that has to do a lot with the crowd that you are in and the social circle and everything like that. Yeah. But I just feel like maybe religiously, you know, not to get into anything controversial, I was definitely more in tune with that over there. And that's also because, like, acha, ek to mujhe ye bata, guys, ke how many of you guys, I mean, not, this is like nothing to do with judgment or anything, but like, I don't go to the mosque for every prayer, yeah, for example, yeah, right? But over there, like, we would make it a point, and like, my mother would make it a point, right, to take us every, I mean, the mosque was an hour and a half away, but she would take us twice a week, once for Juma, like, we would leave school early, yeah, literally, she would take us for Juma. And for Sunday school, right? Mm-hmm. For like Quran lessons and everything like that. Yahan pe toh, man, like those things, like I go for Juma, absolutely, right? To the masjid, mm-hmm, right? But I don't know, man. And I guess it's different for everyone. I'm just being honest about, you know, how it is for me. But it is like that. And, you know, it's not something that I'm happy with particularly. Mm-hmm. They can, but for me, I guess it was just the way that I was brought up in Pakistan. But, you know, I've definitely distanced a little bit. How about for you guys?
No, I can agree to that as someone from the opposite, like having grown up here. And then when I go there, I feel like, at least from what I saw as well, maybe it was just the crowd that I was with in Lahore, uh-huh, or the school that I went to. Mm-hmm. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I don't judge. But yeah, like, I felt like, Muslims in Canada, at least where I was, were a bit more pious, yeah, than the ones that were over here.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if that's, we could attribute this to like, matlab, elite culture, hame pata hai thoda, matlab wo, they tend to go towards the vices a bit more.
I agree.
Or, you know, culturally, jo Canadian Pakistanis, ya jo American Pakistanis hain, we wouldn't really consider them part of the, at least the majority of them, part of the elite crowd, the way we would, the way the people that we interact with over here, yeah, are.
Hmm.
अच्छा मेरे पास एक थ्योरी है इस पे
बताओ
हाँ
एक तो ये एलीट वाली बात जो है ना ये तो ठीक है इट मेक्स काइंड ऑफ सेंस लेकिन वो इसलिए शायद होता हो कि लाइक पाकिस्तान में या कोई और भी आप मुस्लिम कंट्री में जाते हो तो जो आपका एक्सटर्नल इन्फ्लुएंस आउटसाइड द हाउस है ना इट्स लाइक इस्लाम एवरीवेयर लाइक यू आर सराउंडेड बाय मेजॉरिटी ऑफ मुस्लिम्स सो लाइक योर पेरेंट्स आर नॉट दैट वरीड दैट यू विल ड्रिफ्ट ऑफ इनटू समथिंग एल्स एज कंपेयर टू व्हेन यू आर लिविंग इन लाइक यूके और कनाडा और अमेरिका इसलिए वो ज्यादा कोशिश करते हैं टू गेट यू गाइज इनटू दीस थिंग्स सो लाइक
एब्सोल्युटली
यू आर मोर इन ट्यून्ड विद योर रिलीजन एंड स्टफ शायद इसलिए होता हो ये सब कुछ
एब्सोल्युटली एक्चुअली दैट मेक्स अ लॉट ऑफ सेंस That I like that theory more, if I'm being honest.
That makes sense, absolutely. And you're right about the fact that, my parents, I can attest to that too. Okay, they would definitely think, just like you said, external influence makes the biggest difference.
Or like masjid jana aur is tarah ki jo cheezein hain, wo to bahut personal level pe aa jati hain na. Hmm. But like the parents' influence and what our elders do with us here as compared to America or Canada, mera khayal hai ki wo shayad is wajah se ye unki reasoning ho iske
peeche. Yeah, definitely. I could definitely see that.
So, Vese, answer, what exactly, so when me and Umair think of elite culture in Islamabad, right? And like we have an idea of how it is in Lahore, but like if you were to describe it, right? Or I mean, do you have any idea how it is in Islamabad? How would you differentiate it? Because I mean, the stuff that I know, at least in Lahore, it's a little, like, their elite culture might be a little bit different. And Islamabad, it's very typical. Like, we talked about it on, like, on a previous podcast too. Like, we kind of generalize a little bit.
Yeah.
But we talked about this one thing that we've coined. It's called IGS, Islamabad Girl Syndrome.
IGS, acha. Neto, why don't you go into a bit more detail about your term?
Okay, so Islamabad Girl Syndrome is basically this disease that we have attributed to particular, you know, females in our city. And nothing against them, because not all girls suffer from IGS. And just like we made up the entire like converse true too, okay, like there's also an IBS, and you know, me and Omer to like ek hat tak, we might suffer from that as well. Mm. But like just to read out a little list of what IGS is, mm-hmm. ek to And we described it in the way, because we're both med students, right?
Yeah.
In our final year. So we describe a syndrome as like as a constellation of symptoms, right? So ek cheez ye ke early onset manipulation.
Okay.
Then there's like undulating mood swings.
Wow. Okay. This is proper medical.
Right? Definitely.
Wow.
Then there's multi-organ, right? Achha, phir like aur bhi like do teen cheezein thi, right? Ke like WhatsApp pe seen karna, for example, naak chadhana, chehre se muskurahat is like wo bhi also like wo chali jati hai, right? Aankhon se noor gone. So like this all happens, like you start talking to a girl, right? And then within a couple of weeks, right? And this is a very typical pattern, right? Yahan pe in Islamabad, at least. We don't know how it is for Lahori girls. But like this is like the natural sequence of events that is almost inevitable.
Yeah.
But that's what it is.
Yaar Umar, ye tune pichli dafa bhi nahi bataya tha, lekin ye mujhe lag raha hai tere koi bahut personal space se ye cheeze aa rahi hain.
This came straight from the heart, yaar.
What you got?
Boy ne bola indulation.
Bro, man, you gotta be really hurt to be saying words like that. Yaar Umar, theek is tarah na kar.
Ye kya scene hai yaar?
Don't be making me spill my personal things on a public forum.
Bada aashiq bana hua hai, kya baat hai, koi rishis to nahi kaat li ladke?
Here we go, man. Here we go. Just by the way, Umar bhai, you also agreed, all right? Theek hai? You agreed to the existence of IGS. So let's not get ahead of ourselves, all right?
Mere favorite to isme do the. Ek tha multi organ apa aur dusra mera wala tha aankhon se noor chala jata hai.
Ha, bro, wo to ho jata hai yaar.
Aankhon se noor, yaar poetic, bro.
Poetic, right?
Yeah.
Ansar, how about you, man? Is there anything similar? Any similar thing that happens in Lahore, maybe?
Honestly, I don't really hang around many girls in Lahore, I will say that, so I can't really speak for them. Mm-hmm. But honestly, the girls I've met here are nice, but it's just the general culture, like it evades, it's bigger than gender, you know what I mean?
Okay.
It's I would have to think about it, man. Mm-hmm. But elite culture, matlab, there's different facets of it. We have the dons, theek hai, jo matlab jinke baap koi matlab army ke andar hote hain, theek hai.
Okay.
And then you just have the generational wealth, matlab unhone koi textile factory kholi hui hai, unko pata bhi nahi ki paisa ek cheez bhi hota hai.
Sahi hai,
theek hai. And it's just more about the showing off. I mean, I'm sure we all, the three of us, also partake in it to a certain extent.
Yeah.
Like in the stuff that, you know, but what I will say about the elite culture, what I've noticed, a positive side, is that they are people of high fashion.
Okay.
Like more so than, acha bas Gucci ke jute aur Louis ke ye aur ye wo.
Yeah.
It's, you know, they know their shit.
हाँ, ये डिफरेंशिएट करता है, ये जो यूएई वाले लोग हैं ना, इनके पास बहुत पैसे हैं और इनके पास सारे वर्साची गुची वगैरह सारा कुछ होता है. बट लाइक दे डोंट नो हाउ टू ड्रेस अप.
हॉनेस्टली लाहौरीज आरंट द बेस्ट एट ड्रेसिंग अप ईदर.
सो जब नए नए पैसे आते हैं, राइट, द फर्स्ट थ्री ब्रांड्स दैट कम टू माइंड, ठीक है, आर द वंस विद लाइक द बिगेस्ट लाउडेस्ट स्टेटमेंट्स, राइट? लाइक यू सेड, गुची, लुई एंड वर्साची, राइट? वर्साची बिकॉज़ ऑफ दैट बिग एस मेडुसा हेड, दैट गोल्डन मेडुसा हेड, राइट?
राइट,
गुची विद द स्ट्राइप्स, लुई बिकॉज़ इट्स लाइक,
यार वैसे लो की मुझे वो वाली स्वेटशर्ट चाहिए यार, लाइट ब्लू वाली जिसपे वर्साची हेड बना हुआ.
ओह माय गॉड, ओमेगा, गेट द हेल आउट ऑफ हियर, आई विल कंप्लीटली डिसओन यू एज अ फ्रेंड, मैन, इफ यू गेट दैट, गेट आउट ऑफ हियर. And then you see, okay, like, so me and Umar, like, we like to, like, research these type of topics, right? So, like, when you dabble, like, a little bit further into the fashion world, right, then you start to learn maybe a little bit more about, like, street fashion.
Yeah.
Then you can tell, right? And I don't know if this is what you were about to say. Then stuff like Off-White, for example, Fear of God, you know, these type of brands start coming up.
Virgil, yeah, absolutely.
Virgil, you see, that's what happens. But like a lot of the times, this is what we see in Islamabad too.
Yaar Umar, pehle hi log hamari itni lete hain burger hone pe, tu aur ammunition deta ja.
Ammunition to deni padti hai yaar, nahi to the show hai.
Bhai, ye podcast ka naam hi Burger Boys hai.
Exactly, exactly. So we have to talk about burger things. Acha, but sorry, answer, you were saying, continuing based on this high fashion thing.
Yeah, honestly though, I don't really have much to add to that, but I will say street fashion, like that, I don't know, there, you don't really see that catch on, at least in Lahore. I don't know if it's different in Islamabad, because growing up, I was a massive sneakerhead. For me, high fashion was Jordans. I had like 11 Jordans, 4 LeBrons, you know what I mean?
Nice.
I had like Nike, everything. I guess Nike and Adidas is becoming a bigger deal here now. But growing up, yeah, I don't know. You never really see, like, no one really knows Off-White here. Stuff like that. Yeah, Supreme. You'll never see anyone talking about Supreme the way they do overseas.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel like hypebeast stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's what it is. I mean, you see, like, there's people that will definitely talk about it. Like, me and Omer, not that we buy things, but we're updated with all the drops, for example, and we know exactly what's going on and everything like that. But I don't think Islamabad, man, Omer, you gotta correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think we've ever seen anything like that. Lekin, at the same time, I will definitely say that certain fashion trends, for example, they're definitely progressing, right? There was like a certain point in time where, okay, wearing white shoes, right, would just attract a lot of attention, right? And people would be like, all right.
Yeah.
Okay, but then you still go to certain areas. Like, for example, okay, now I live in Rawalpindi, right, in Bariar town, right? And Omer lives in Islamabad, basically, theek hai? So, like, he makes fun of me, like, technically, I'm not part of Islamabad. But even over here sometimes, if I wear shorts that are above the knee, I'm not saying, like, short shorts, theek hai? Like, people, even if I'm going to like a mall or something, people are going to be like, you know, like,
astaghfirullah, haram, bro, haram.
Haram, right? Haram. Like, ye ka short ke aage, right? Wearing these shorts, right? Like, like underwear or something.
Aapko tameez nahi sikhai kisi ne.
Toba karo.
But
nange paun jate har jagah.
That's what I'm saying.
Kuch na hi pehnte.
Yeah, literally.
All right, man. All right, bro. Abu na one, say it. But, but definitely things are progressing, and like, okay, so I try to be like a little edgy sometimes, and I try to wear something that, you know, would just generally, like, okay, I bought like this like long line t-shirt.
Jaisa ke teri wo floral silk shirts.
Yo, I love those. I'm not even gonna lie, bro. I love those.
You see, my boy got my back. He got my back.
Drip, drip with you, dripping.
Hey.
Yeah. Nay. I cannot be a part of this. अच्छा तो वो वापस रैप वाली बात पे आते हैं यार अंसर ये क्या सीन है मतलब आई हैव हर्ड दैट यू रियली लाइक ओल्ड स्कूल रैप और नया वाला जो हमारा बॉयज है टेकाशी 6ix9ine और लिल पंप टाइप रैप नहीं पसंद ये क्या स्टोरी है
या मैन यार देखो मुझे वैसे पसंद तो है ओके देयर्स व्हाट आई लर्नड अबाउट माय फेवरेट Like, analogy to give is, matlab ye jo new school rap aaya na, isko ek Michael Bay film samajh lo, aur jo purana rap hai, usko Godfather samajh lo. So, there's a place and time, we don't always want to watch Godfather all the time, right? Sometimes you just want to sit back and watch a Michael Bay film, watch a couple of explosions, be entertained, good time pass. To us taraf se, I feel like, you know, trap music, as they would call it, gets a lot of flack. But there is definitely a place for it. Now, I do think people who listen to trap music on their daily commute are sociopaths. I will say that. But, you know, when I'm at the gym, I'm not trying to listen to Tupac.
Sahi hai. Lekin, aajkal, don't you think it's pretty hard to progress with, like, old school ideology?
Yeah, no, definitely.
Lekin, jo new school rap hai, like, everyone everywhere is listening to it because logon ke paas time nahi hai, unke paas itni akal nahi hai ke wo us baaton ko samjhe, wo sab baatein alag hai.
Definitely, man, definitely. Matlab, old school ideology, matlab, we look at people like J. Cole, he talks about this in a couple of his songs. Middle Child, usne gaana banaya tha, which was a trap song.
Exactly, Middle Child, one of my favorite pieces.
Yeah, man. But he talks about that in his music. He'll be like,
music video was crazy.
Yeah, he'll just be like, I'm stuck in between two generations. I don't know what these people want. Matlab, I know what they want, but it's not what I grew up listening to. And he wants to somehow combine these things. And even I know I'm obviously no J. Cole, but I think this is also the thing that I'm battling with right now is how do I stay true to the music that I love making and incorporated into something that people would love to listen to.
Acha, to abhi main sun raha tha one of your songs which I've listened to like a couple of times by now.
Yeah.
Aur abhi Apple Music pe mera khayal hai sirf wo ek hi gana hai jo Sweetness hai.
Yes, yes.
So wo Sweetness ko use karo as an example and tell us like what you took from old school and what you took from new school and like combine them both. Waise I love that song.
Thank you.
Kafi vibey gaane.
Thank you, thank you.
Like, I can lay back and listen to this song. Like, it hits on both notes. Ke iske andar main relax karke bhi sun sakta hu aaram se. Like, I don't have to pay so much attention.
Yeah.
Aur main agar attention dunga gaane ko, to it's like another meaning to it.
Crazy.
But like, how do you balance the stuff in your song?
So I think that one, honestly, would be a bad example just because that was specifically, strictly when I made that song, it was just for people to enjoy. I didn't give it that much thought. If I'm being honest, I think I wrote it in an hour or two. Mujhe pata tha us tarah ki beat pe bhi, you know, you have to pick and choose your battles. And I was like, ispe maine kaun si deep things ke baare mein rap karna hai? Let's just make a nice little dance hall, jam for people to enjoy. But when that song released, mm-hmm. I knew it was going to be a big deal, but internally, for a long time, I hated that song. I hated the fact that that was my most popular song because, you know, you write something from the heart just for it to get a couple hundred views. And then tum koi sweetness likhte ho, which is like, here I go, come close. Hands on your waist, let's whine real slow. And ekdam se us pe 20,000 listens aate hain, toh phir obviously it stings a little. But I think internally I've come to compartmentalize as well. And mostly it's the new music I've been writing in the past 2 or 3 months mm-hmm. that focuses more on, okay, I'm going to bring these two themes together now. So in the future, hopefully you'll hear more of that.
Yeah.
So like, will we have your new songs, which you're writing right now, on Apple Music or like Spotify and stuff?
Yeah, bro. Next step. I've never bought a beat before. That's why all my stuff is on SoundCloud and YouTube, not Apple Music and Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
And Sweetness, I got lucky because my friend, the girl on it, Savannah, her friend sent her the beat. He made it. So now, the new music, I've bought the rights to the beats, so they will be up on Spotify and Apple Music, inshallah.
Okay. So you're definitely inshallah. Expanding then, right? So
yeah,
presence man. On TikTok, right? The Instagram. Yeah. I don't know if this is the chronological order, right?
Yeah.
And SoundCloud, like Omer said, Apple Music's making an appearance, Spotify, like music platforms. YouTube? What's the scene with that?
Yeah, bro. It's funny you guys say that. I just uploaded a compilation video a couple of days ago and of one of my TikToks, the reading DMs, because those are super popular. So yeah, man, I want to get into YouTube because if I can make YouTube money, that would be phenomenal. I mean, no one wants to work a 9-to-5, right?
Yeah, that would be sick.
So like, abhi pehle you mentioned like you were going for a job to Canada, like after this ends, you're going to try it out. Like, and what if this all creative thing pans out for you? To phir?
Phir wo land pe hai yaar.
ye good energy hai na. Umar seekh kuch yaar.
Oi, chalo ji, here we go with energy, right? Man, come to my house right now, I'll show you what energy is. All right, but okay, hold up.
Teri so, wohi rone wali baatein hai yaar, yahi karna hota hai. Engineer, doctor nahi banenge to kya hoga?
Yaar, ab kya karein yaar? We still are brown kids at the end of the day. Let me become a fucking doctor, right?
Yeah.
Please, theek hai. Then you know what, you guys can have your creative side. We'll reevaluate. Omer is off doing his creative stuff. Ansar over here is already killing it, right? Then we'll reevaluate. Then you guys will come to me for your medical problems, and then I'll sit at home in my like the 12 hours that I get free from a week and watch your guys' stuff, man. That's what's gonna happen.
Sounds like a good plan, though.
But just so tell me, so you studied what exactly, Ansar?
I did a double major in economics and political science.
And is that what you wanted to do? Or is that like brown people influence like
no,
it was for me?
Honestly, well, when it's a long ass story, man, if I'm being very honest. But I took 6 years to graduate. When I went in, I had no idea what to do. And honestly, I wasn't in a good place mentally. So I was just wasting time away in bed, most of the days. And then second year, I was trying to get into computer science at the time, IT, matlab brown boys, obviously.
Mm-hmm. So, obviously.
I missed the cutoff for the major by 2%. You needed a 70% minimum to get in, and I got a 68. And then I wasted a couple more days, or a couple more months, I should say. And then I was like, achha, chal, political science kar lete, because that was easier to get into. You just had to get a 70% in one course. Compared to, I think, 3 or 4 in computer science. So I got into that major. And when I was in that major, I was like, yeah, not really liking, I don't really see this becoming a future. तो आई नीड टू डू समथिंग एल्स. तो आई डिसाइडेड कि मैं माइनर इकोनॉमिक्स में कर लेता हूँ. आई वॉज डूइंग अ माइनर इन इकोनॉमिक्स एंड देन आई रियलाइज्ड आई कुड जस्ट डू एन एक्स्ट्रा ईयर एंड डू अ मेजर. सो आई एंडेड अप डूइंग अ मेजर एंड आई डू लाइक इकोनॉमिक्स. आई थिंक इट गेट्स अ बैड रैप. मजा आया था. व्हाट अबाउट यू गाइस? लाइक हाउ आर यू गाइस लाइकिंग योर मेड स्कूल?
Umair, why don't you answer this first, buddy?
अच्छा चलो पहले मैं शुरू करता हूँ. यार मेडिकल का वही सीन है कि लाइक फर्स्ट आई डोंट नो आई वाज लाइक 5 or 6 आई सॉ अ डॉक्टर. बेसिकली ही वाज माय डैड्स लाइक कार्डियोलॉजिस्ट और समथिंग एंड एवरी टाइम वी यूज्ड टू विजिट हिम ही वुड राइड अ न्यू कार. सो आई वाज प्रीटी इम्प्रेस्ड विद लाइक द डॉक्टर मनी एंड आई एक दो दफा मैंने कहीं कह दिया कि यार बस डन है अब तो मैंने डॉक्टर ही बनना है जो मर्जी हो जाए. एंड I didn't know at that time that that shit sticks.
क्या बात है?
तो बस फिर parents भी बड़े खुश हो गए और family में कोई और doctor भी नहीं था. So like that was my road to med school right now.
Yeah man.
What an inspirational story.
नहीं ये तो फिर I respect the hell out of this. I'm not gonna lie bro. Man saw it at an early age. He said पैसा की बात है और उस पे फिर बस पहुंच गया यार. Like you made your dream a reality. I respect
that's it. That's it. Go get the doctor bag.
Yeah
man. Acha for me. All right, I'm not gonna say it was about money. Obviously, it is about money for almost everyone. Mm. But I remember I was in like kindergarten. Say
oh, here we go. ये उमर की अंदर से Saint Umar बोलेंगे अब.
Hey man, I'm
kindergarten तक boy पहुँच गया.
I'm a good guy. All right, I was in kindergarten. We had a project. And you see, okay, see the interesting thing is I was in kindergarten when I was 5 years old, and I couldn't speak until I was 5 years old, right?
Yeah.
No one really like diagnosed me or whatever, but I had this problem where like I had a bunch of shit to say, but I just my mouth wouldn't work, right? So and like when I finally started talking, like I blew up. Like I could not stop talking, as I'm sure you can tell right now. So I was in kindergarten and I remember like I used to like absorb everything, like stuff on TV, you know, what people would be saying, what aunties and uncles would say when they would grow up. And this one uncle, he basically visited us and he's like, oh, you know, he just mentioned the word neurosurgeon. Yeah. And we had an assignment at school where like you had to like get a piece of paper and just draw your future profession. And like I just drew this guy. I didn't know what a neurosurgeon was, but I knew that it was a doctor. And I just put like a little plus like to represent like health or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to become a neurosurgeon. And my mom, she still has that piece of paper and she holds it to me till this day. She's like, you said this when you were a kid and this is exactly what's gonna happen.
That's dope.
But
that's awesome.
But that's how it was for me. But I mean, Umair, I mean, going back, like we've been in med school for 5 years now. Up Torah, so obviously with the whole situation, or Joby, you know, kind of with our final year. But baki sab to, I mean, it's been all right. Like it hasn't been horrible. What do you think?
Professionally, like on some level, I've always wanted to be in like the medicine field or something. क्योंकि इसके अंदर कुछ चीजें हैं जो मुझे बहुत fascinate करती हैं. But like through our years in MBBS, जो 5 साल गुजारे हैं, इसके अंदर मुझे ये पता चल गया है कि like medicine is not the only thing I want in my life. Makes sense.
Fair enough.
Makes sense. Yeah. Makes sense. I mean, Ansar, I'm sure you could maybe relate about this. I mean, while you were studying economics and everything, did you ever think that, you know, you would make it on social media?
No, man, not at all. Still, it's still very new to me. I'm dealing with like imposter syndrome and shit every day, man. But
wait, really?
Yeah, bro.
How does that work?
Bro, you just like you're unable to accept the support and the love that you receive. I believe is the short version of it.
Mm-hmm.
But we deal with it, bro. We deal with it every day. Like, I'm grateful for my blessings and we try to make the most of it.
Damn, dude. That's a good answer.
Yeah, love or support or hate ka kya ratio hota hai waise generally? Because we hear people like influencers and everyone all the time that they get more hate than they get love and support.
I wouldn't say I get more hate, but I think it's interesting. My insight to this is I'd say the ratio of love to hate. Pehle to bahut zyada tha. I think it was 50-50 before and it was killing me.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'd say it's about 90-10 as my social media in like my like platform grows. I post more videos. People see I'm more than just a one trick pony and I'm not here to just stereotype and cash in on all those stereotypes or whatever. लेकिन यार मसला पता क्या है, which I'm sure a lot of celebrities much bigger than I can relate to, is कि as humans we have a natural inclination towards the hateful messages. तो मतलब even अगर 90% love मिल रहा है ना, the 10% hate really gets to us.
Is it like from her innate sense to like please everyone or something?
I think so, yeah. I think at least, yeah, for me, man, I definitely have a problem when people who don't even know me assume stuff about me. And I've DM'd quite a few people just to try to change their mind. And quite a few of them have changed their opinions of me, thankfully. Ke yaar matlab tumhe pata bhi nahi tum kya keh rahe ho aur tum mujhe matlab is tarah gaaliyan de rahe ho kya scene hai. It's just weird. Yeah, I think it's definitely a, we have an inclination towards the negative when it comes to us.
And I agree with that entirely. Also, I feel, I mean, not that I've had this in any personal aspect, but a lot of people, what they do is that they write this stuff because obviously, like, let's say you have a YouTube video and you have 100,000 likes, you're going to have a couple of dislikes, right? Those dislikes,
yeah.
Obviously people can't have that perfect balance in the world. Some people just won't let it exist, right? And a lot of people do it for the likes, for the fame and stuff too.
Yeah.
Pit, like, okay, see, I was surprised when you mentioned this right now.
Yeah.
How you DM'd somebody personally, right? It's kind of like someone says something bad behind your back and then you go up to them or pit unki to pad jati hai, right? Obviously. They're like, oh, you know, this guy actually, you know, not, I mean, like, in one way, it's almost like giving a shit, but it's also like, you know, what are you trying to say?
Hmm.
So in that case, like you said, it made a difference, right?
Yeah.
People's opinion changed.
Yeah, I feel like the people that I also DM'd, I pick and choose my battles where I'll, like, it's mostly on Twitter. So I don't really have a problem with the dislikes. It's more so the comments.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this guy. He's trying to do this, yada, yada, yada. So I'll see that, okay, you know, they have like a Twitter full of like woke, in a good sense, like tweets, you know, not in the negative sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be like, you know, these guys obviously don't know what I'm about. So I'll just explain myself. But those, when you go on a Twitter and it's just full of hate and vitriol, I try not to engage with those. Lekin unke saath pata hai mera masla kya hai. I've always been a really, like, well, at least in high school, I was a really small guy and all I had was my mouth. And I love getting to verbal fights, okay? I love engaging with these losers. Of matlab mujhe tu ek gaali dega, main aage se 10 tujhe dunga. Us tarah ka main hota tha. And I think it takes a lot of willpower to stop myself from calling someone at least once a day. Ki dhakkan.
We could relate 100%, yaar.
100%, buddy.
Oof, that is by far the biggest test, yaar.
Acha, damn, dude. Okay, so I've never heard this. This is such an interesting thing, right? Like, a lot of things come with fame, right? But then there's also a lot of self-control involved too then, huh?
Yeah, man. That's, oof, bro. Like, oof, oof. Bro, for me, it's the fact that some people are willing to take the time of their day just to, like, retort or just like send out some spiteful message. It's phenomenal to me. Because at my angriest, I've never taken the time out of my day to write something negative out unprovoked.
Yeah, that makes sense, dude. I'm very passive online.
Exactly. This is what we were, Umar, humne us din bhi baat ki thi pehle ek podcast ke upar ki yaar, like, what is going through people's mind when they sit down and write something negative for the sake of writing something negative?
Exactly.
Yeah, bro.
Like, it's not even criticism or something. They're just straight up hating.
Bro, thode se to, I feel like for me, well, there's a lot of trolls who honestly feed off the negativity. And I think their excuse, their veil is, oh, we're just trolling. But honestly, they're also just equally idiots. And then there's a lot of people who have their heart in the right place, at least with me. Lekin, they're just finding reasons to be offended about something.
So, Phil, like, how do you differentiate between, like, just haters and people who have their heart in the right place? Because both of them are doing exactly the same thing.
Yeah, man. I don't know, man. I'm still figuring it out. Honestly, I couldn't give you an answer about that. What about you guys? Do you guys have any, like, ways that you figure it out?
Yeah, iska ye scene hai ki ways mein ye tha ki, like, we resonate with whatever you said on so many levels. Like, the first thing jo pehle ka tha ki, like, something you put your heart and soul into, it gets like 100 or 200 listens, but something you just produce, like, aimi baithe baithe jo maine aur Umar ne kar chuke hain abhi tak apni koi 7 episodes mein se koi 3-4 episode jo hum bas for the sake of releasing a podcast humne record ki thi aur wo लोग नॉर्मल वाले जिसमें हम ज्यादा मेहनत करते हैं उसे ज्यादा सुनते हैं. सो लाइक वी आर स्टिल ट्राइंग टू फिगर आउट द परफेक्ट बैलेंस बिटवीन दैट. और ये जो हेट वाली बात है, इसके अंदर भी लाइक वी गेट रियली पॉजिटिव फीडबैक ऑन ऑल ऑफ आवर एपिसोड्स. अभी तक जो हमारी 8 एपिसोड्स है ना, इसके अंदर माइनर क्रिटिसिज्म्स के लाइक तुम लोगों की आवाज यहाँ पे सही नहीं आ रही थी, या ये वाले ट्रैक जो था ये बहुत लंबा हो गया था, ये सब चीजें ठीक है. लाइक वी से दैट गो ऑन क्रिटिसाइज अस, दैट विल मेक अस लाइक वर्क हार्डर और बेटर कॉन्टेंट. लेकिन एक कॉमेंट सिर्फ सोचो, अभी तक 7 एपिसोड में ना सिर्फ एक कॉमेंट हमें ऐसा मिला है जो सिर्फ नेगेटिव था. लाइक इट वॉज फुल ऑफ नेगेटिविटी और उसके अंदर बकवास लिखी हुई थी भर भर के.
ओह माय गॉड.
And like that one thing has still stuck with me like since episode 2.
I can imagine, man.
Yeah. And yeah, I received that message, right? And I remember I was like, okay, see, no matter how many positive comments, like you said, the 95%, the last 5% is just like me and Omer, obviously, like you said, when you put so much effort into something and when you're openly expressing your opinions and facts on things, right? And then someone just, you know, like, I feel like there's a proper way to give constructive criticism, but if you're just going to shit on us, right, and then make fun of us blatantly, right, then how exactly, I mean, those people, this is how you differentiate. Those are the haters. And then there's people, if they really want to tell you how to do something, if they feel like, okay, you know, you could have done this better, or you didn't say this correctly, or this was just, you know, completely messed up, there's a proper way to say things, man. Like, there's a proper,
yeah,
the way to do it. And like you said, you know how you message these people, and that, like, how you, some people responded and they said, okay, huh, say you're like, whatever it was, right? Mm-hmm. Those people I felt are the ones who were trying to give you constructive criticism, and the people who would continue to troll you, August, and continue to hate, right, those people are just strong around, man. I feel like that's how you can differentiate. For us, I don't think it's gone to that level yet, and hopefully inshallah it will, right? But the thing is that like, we've gotten this one comment, and I remember, like, Omer, tujhe yaad hai, right? I was just like, man, you know, this.
Yeah, man. It's hard.
Lekin hamara shayad isliye bhi thoda different hai, kyunki the form of content we produce, like podcasting, is like very different audience as compared to what Answer is doing.
But still, man, hate is hate.
हाँ, ये बात है, haters hate, it's like they're everywhere.
Okay, speaking of podcast, real quick, did you see that meme, Omer, ke Amazon pe all the blue mics are out of stock?
Oh my god, that was funny as hell.
Like, so many people sent it to me, aur main bas tha yaar, tum log itni undertone ke saath na bolo, directly bolo jo bhi tum log.
Bro, everyone is starting a goddamn podcast, man. People in our college, for example, do ye soch, man. If, I mean, we barely make enough time for this as it is, because we don't get enough time to be doing these things. But if we're doing it, there's other people doing it. Literally everyone, man. This is crazy. I don't know. And it's already such a
podcast, the new thing.
यार ये बात थी ना, इट्स लाइक आई डोंट नो, मेनी पॉडकास्टर्स वर लाइक इवन देयर अंकल्स एंड आंट्स हैव स्टार्टेड अ पॉडकास्ट ऑन लाइक द रैंडमस्ट शिट एवर, बिकॉज़ एवरीवन आइदर दे आर इन इट फॉर द मनी और दे थिंक दैट इट्स वेरी इजी.
वेट, देयर इज मनी इन पॉडकास्ट्स?
या मैन, लाइक ये उमर मैंने तुझे भी बताना था, लाइक पॉडकास्ट्स आर रियली टेकिंग ऑफ. लाइक
इमेजिन उमर बस तब से पैसे ले रहा है. And he's like, Omar, tujhe bhi batana tha yaar. Main paise kama raha hu.
Ab ek second mein leta hu iski ek minute.
Kya bhai, kya leta hu? Ek minute,
Omar, ek cheez mujhe bata. You know, mashallah se, right? This is the first Burger Boys podcast that is all being recorded on iPhones. My iPhone, Ansar's iPhone, and Omer's iPhone. Bhai, when did that happen?
Acha, pehle nahi tha.
Pehle kabhi bhi nahi tha. Not only did he not have an iPhone, theek hai, that's fine, right? He would shit on everyone else who would have an iPhone. And then this guy, he slowly made a change. He sold his laptop, and then he bought like an iPad. And we're like, acha, chal, say it, right? iPhone, abhi bhi, you know, he still uses whatever it was. Kya tha? Nexus, Google, whatever it was, right? Theek hai? And then this guy, without telling anyone, right? He bought an iPhone, and then the way that I found out is that he messaged me asking, how do you not show WhatsApp notifications on the lock screen, like the sender name, right? And I was like, wait a second, what?
Wow.
Ab batao, man.
Wow.
Ab
yeah, ek second. Zara thoda sa backtrack karo na, like, हम क्या बात कर रहे थे और ये जबरदस्ती मेरी लेने वाली बात है इस
बात नहीं नहीं जबरदस्ती कोई नहीं है ब्रो आंसर आंसर हैड अ वेरी गुड पॉइंट
दिस कन्वर्सेशन डज नॉट
लेनी तो पड़ती है यार ठीक है वैसे एक चीज बता मैन हाउ आई एम श्योर द साउंड्स गोना साउंड लाइक दैट आवर वॉइसेस आर गोना साउंड स्पेक्टेकुलर नाउ बट हाउ एग्जैक्टली इज द न्यू फोन
ठीक है शोधिया ना मारना ठीक है ले लिया आईफोन सो लाइक ओल्ड न्यूज हो गई अब लेकिन हाँ वैसे कोई इतना ज्यादा फंडामेंटल डिफरेंस नहीं है और लाइक It's an average day for me. कुछ छोटी बहुत चीज़ें हैं which I have to adjust to. But like mostly यही तेरी वाली बात है कि मेरे पास iPad था पहले.
हाँ नहीं तो अब कौन से Android phone से which iPhone did you go to?
I moved from a Pixel 2 XL, the Google phone, to an iPhone 10 right now.
Nice.
Because I didn't really want to commit to like twice the price of a phone right now.
Fair enough.
कि in case अगर मुझे नहीं पसंद आता तो.
हाँ.
But like so far so good. अच्छा मारो यार मारो आईफोन पॉइंट्स मारो आई फील लाइक समथिंग्स कमिंग
नहीं ब्रो काफी काफी अच्छी बात है एक हद तक मैन ब्रो आई कैन
नहीं नहीं इतने प्यार से नहीं कोई भी मेरे से क्योंकि अभी तक जिस जिस को पता चले ना हर किसी ने मुझे कोई 10 मिनट सुनाई है बिठा के
ब्रो और नहीं तो क्या यार तू इतना
यार आई एम जस्ट हैप्पी समवन एल्स हैज कन्वर्टेड
आई मीन आई एम हैप्पी टू आई कैन सेंड हिम एन इमोजीज नाउ आई कैन फेसटाइम हिम आई कैन डू अ लॉट ऑफ थिंग्स नाउ
You know, it's funny you mentioned Animojis because one of my friends just switched from Android to iPhone and the first thing I did was send her Animojis as well.
Bro, I'm telling you, Animojis, like, itne expressive ho sakte hain, right? Like, especially if you say something in Urdu or, like, Punjabi or something, right? Oh, my God. It's just like, the greatest thing. And then we saw how Swinery popped off, right?
Yeah.
With her Animojis.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yaar, yehi poochne laga tha, aajkal Swinery ka kya scene hai?
Bro, I miss Swinery, dude. I really miss... I miss, like, OG Swinery.
Have they not posted in a while?
Not really. Not much. And, like, I don't know. It just hits different now. Like, the content hits different.
Interesting.
I don't know. I mean, I still like the characters and whatnot, but you know what would be sick, though? To have her on air, right? Swinery?
Yeah. What? Get her, man.
Achha, nahin, toh Urdu Punjabi se ek bada random sawal hai, Ansir.
Yeah.
Would we be hearing any rap songs in Punjabi or Urdu from you?
Yeah, Punjabi though, bro. My Punjabi sucks. I'm still working on it. I can understand it fluently, but speaking it is obviously a whole different ordeal.
कैसे जरा demo demo चाहिए?
यार demo तक भी मैं की बोला तनु मैं की सुनावा?
की हाल चाल है तुम्हारा?
चंगा हाल है लेकिन पंजाबी साड़ी इतनी चंगी नहीं हैगी अभी.
चंगी पली पंजाबी पे बोल दो तुसी.
Yes.
मेरा ते ख्याल है तुहानू एक आधा गाना बना लेना चाहिए.
देखते हैं वेखने हैं वेखने हैं.
Big competition, bro.
featuring Shamoon Ismail. What do you say about that, man? I would fanboy the out of that song.
Which song?
Bro, any Shamoon Ismail song. Okay, so me and Omer are completely obsessed with him, right? Like, we love everything by him. And that's such a burger thing to say as well.
Yeah.
Right? Because he has a very big burger fan base. But man, I can't help it, man, if the songs are vibe. It's just like vibes. That's all it is, dude. And like, it's not even about the content so much. I'm sure that, okay, for example, like you said, Shamoon Ismail's songs that really popped off don't really have any particular meaning to it.
Mm-hmm.
But because we listened and because we were introduced to him via the popular songs, right? That's how I went back and listened to everything. I mean, almost everything. And I was like, okay, man, his deep shit is actually pretty nice as well. So likewise, you know, I mean, that's what I'm sure people, like what we did with you as well, and what other people will as well. So I think that everything will get attention soon enough.
Hopefully, man. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'm honestly, man, I'm so disconnected. Like, I didn't know much about Shamoon Ismail other than the fact that he existed and he made music up until, I'd say, a year ago. I've definitely heard a couple of his songs. I like what he makes.
Yeah, man, definitely. And plus, you know, we're supporting the local rising talent, including yourself.
Yeah, man. Very important. Thank you.
You know, I mean, everyone knows, dude, the way that we push, me and Omer, how we push certain content in our community. These people don't have a choice but to listen.
Yeah.
So we got your back.
Thanks, bro. But coming back to what Omer asked about whether or not I'll do a rap in Punjabi and Urdu. Yaar, I saw this guy go viral for doing a rap in Hindi a couple of weeks ago, And in my very honest opinion, I thought I could do a lot better. So I'm considering it now.
Bro, definitely, dude. And, you know, see, look, I lived abroad, right, for a little bit longer time. And my Urdu is still not fluent, right? Lekin, you know, kafi had tak behtar ho gaya umair, don't say anything, theek hai? Because, like, when I came here, like, I couldn't say anything, right?
ये तेरी इसी बात से ही लग रहा है मेरी जो है ना उर्दू काफी हद तक बेहतर हो गई है
bro,
तो लाइक आई थिंक मेरी उर्दू जो है ना बहुत अच्छी है
Alright man, accent doesn't have anything, bro. So Islamabad, but like everyone has these accents. Okay, it's not even like a fresh off the boat type of thing. Lekin, actually, ek second.
Tum jab try karte ho na Urdu bolne ki sahi wali, that is like me trying to talk in an accent wali.
To say it, bro. To isliye, this is why this podcast originated. Tu like aadha yahan pe, aadha wahan pe, or maybe like 60-40, and like you know, vice versa for me, man. This is why it works so well, dude. You know.
Ponche mein, bhai. Ponche mein,
bhai. Ponche mein. That's what it is. But the point being that, actually, this reminds me now, and Ansar, I think this is something you wanted to talk about as well. So, culture shock in what context exactly? Because I definitely had it.
Yeah, man. I think specifically for me, there was quite a few, yeah. Just like as in, wo jo Friday ki pehle baat hui thi, for here, like you have a half day for Friday. There were no half days for Friday over there. So, that was very interesting. Other than that, like...
Okay.
Being able to walk outside, like riding my bike in Canada was a big part of my childhood when I grew up there. And then, idhar wo kehte hai na ke independence udhar zyada milti hai, which I do agree, but over here it's portrayed in a negative aspect where you're like, you have to do everything yourself over there. But for me, the shock was ke it's made a lot easier, the stuff that you do have to do over there. Like, for example, cooking food, they have pre-cut vegetables and stuff. You know what I mean? You don't have to sit there and cut everything, mince it all yourself. You can get canned tomatoes, tomato paste milti hai. You don't have to like make a paste yourself, stuff like that. Those were definitely culture shocks as well. What about you?
Yeah, acha. In my opinion, okay, first of all, culture shock ye tha ke, again, I'm going to generalize, but you know when you think of generally like the general like American kid, like 13, 14 years old in middle school, for example, TK.
Yeah.
Now these kids, like obviously like I was bullied a little bit, TK, like I'm sure a lot of brown kids were. Mm-hmm. And usually they were like, I was bullied, and I talked about this in the previous podcast, mostly about being a Muslim and fasting and things like this, TK. Like, and at the same time, right? Like you, like these white kids, itne tez nahi hote, basically. TK was what I'm trying to say. And then when I came here, like I was like a dumb.
Wo yaar, ye mera point hona tha
iske. That's why I'm making it for you, buddy. Is that when I came here, yahan ke bachche, right? I came into all of those and I was like, fuck, man, these dudes were just destroying me. I didn't even know how to respond. Like, you know how you like aage se jo like a reply or something? I just like, my mind was not able to formulate those at all.
Yeah.
Or put like galiyan. Like I was used to like thinking that damn was one of the worst words that you could say. And right? Or like, damn, and like hell, I was a type of kid. I was 14, bro. Guys, socho for a second. I would still say hell as HE double hockey sticks.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, I was that type of kid. Theek hai?
Yeah.
So, and then I came here, and yahan ke bachche itne tez the, right? And I was like, shit, man. So either I could do one of two things. And I went to a school where there's a lot of international kids too. So a lot of these kids, I would see ke their families would not get adjusted. Multiple reasons. But a lot of them would have to do with their kids not being able to be set in school.
Yeah.
And so I was like, yeah, I have one of two options. Either like I sit here and I cry about it, right? Or I adapt. TK, joking, which maybe I haven't done entirely, but I've done it to a certain extent, right? And then I came into med school, right? And med school mein to, like, again, there was like a mix of people, right? Again, not to generalize, but there was like, you know, A-level kids, you know, FSC, and everybody comes from different backgrounds and everything. So yahan pe bhi, there was a little bit of a shock, ke like, oh shit, maybe like, jo bhi tezi mujhe, like the tezi that I've acquired, or like quote unquote tezi that I thought it was, that I've acquired, like it's not enough for med school. Then one of my friends, including Omer, they're like, yo bro, like, you know, thori si, yeah, like, thora sa seekh le yaar. I was like, kya seekhun? And they're just like, man, like, gali shali, you know, like, just like, as in how to give it, how to say it, but it's like, seekh le.
Urdu yaar, sabse pehle Urdu.
Haan, or Urdu, right? So, I learned these things, and you know, I guess I'm a product of a lot of external factors yeah. right now. But I would definitely say that if I was in America, and like when even when I go and visit,
तुम लोगों की ये वाली बातों ने हमें एक next level of burger पे transcend कर दिया.
Absolutely, man. But I definitely will say, like, when I go there and visit and stuff, and not that I think that this is any better than, like, a dumb kid, for example, because I feel like innocence should definitely be maintained, yeah. right? I feel like when I go there, I'm just like, man, you know, like, these guys, you know when, like a guy gives you, like, a really good comeback, right? Yeah. And you're just like, man, what do I say, yeah. right? Like, those guys have some, like, abstract way of thinking.
Yeah.
TK, I'm like, yeah, like, their minds work in a crazy way. When I talk to some people, especially from over there, I'm just like,
yeah,
that's it. That's all I get. You know, like, there's only, like, I don't know, like,
straight up, bro.
Like, I don't know. I feel like
no, 100%.
Like, a lot of people over here 100%. Are multifaceted. They're talented. They're good people. And likewise, that can be said all across the world. But I feel now
Survivor.
You keep tracing back to that.
But what's it called? You know, it's funny when you say these things. Another thing I'll add to that, other than just like the insults and stuff. मतलब के I feel like जब हम इधर अपने दोस्तों के साथ बैठते हैं ना, we're more prone to having intellectual conversations. We'll have conversations yeah. about ideologies, political systems, stuff like that, existentialism. इस तरह की बातें they're just normal to have. But over there, it's just यार बच्चियां बच्चियां बच्चियां. You know what I mean?
That's a fact, dude. 100%, yeah. dude. Or it's not like yahan pe, like, you know, everyone's asexual or anything. Yahan bhi hoti hai. But, like, of course, like, when you're sitting with your boys outside drinking chai or something, right? Like, these type of things just flow. I mean, people have, like, radical ideas. People have, like I said, right? People think in a very abstract way. That's what I've yeah. seen, at least.
Yeah.
But...
Lekin yahan pe bhi wo wale groups hain. Lekin it's... It basically depends on the people you're hanging out with. Ke yahan pe bhi bahut bhare hue hain log is tarah ke, like, who are all the time like bachiyan 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 bachiyan. Lekin I don't know what the ratio is. Woh to tum dono bata sakte ho behtar.
Yeah. No, I mean, I feel like there's people like that in all groups, and even the ones that talk about like the intellectual shit will be talking about that at least one point in the night. But it's not as normalized as it is over there, where that's the main topic of discussion.
100%. Yeah, I agree with that, dude. I agree with that.
Matlab, udhar jo, even the finance bros and stuff over there, the frat boys and all that,
the chads,
they're also going to be talking about, like, they're never going to sit down and be like, aaj dao yaar kafi giri hai, you know what I mean?
That's an interesting point, dude. That's like, see, we learn about like Chad Brad culture. Like, I follow like a bunch of these college pages on Instagram, right?
Yeah.
And all these guys, that what they care about, right, is, you know, ek to, like, the brotherhood that is which by the way I admire in some ways too, right, in a fraternity. But at the same time, it's just about, I mean, and you see, we didn't go to universities abroad, but obviously, you know, we have friends and everything. Not that are in frats. I don't have any friends that are in frats. But it's just what? It's drinking, partying, and bus, you know, trying to get girls all the
time. It's nepotism, bro.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. I don't know, bro. Like, I definitely had, like, yeah, basically, the town that I went into university was a hillbilly-ass town. Okay, it was, at least in my first 4 years, uske baad to a lot of, like, Asians came from South Asia and East Asia.
Okay.
But usse pehle, it was, like, 90% white kids. Bro, those guys, like, all they care about was, it's basically just an elite culture. There's frat culture over there. They know they can party for 4 years, and then daddy's going to hook them up with a nice job at some investment firm or some consulting firm when they graduate.
And then, conversely, we get along with people who would have to work for it then. That's how it is generally, I feel.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
So, like, ye perfect transition hai jisme hum, like, answer made the perfect ground for us to transition to, like, a more serious topic. So, agar if you guys don't have anything else, so, like, we can take a break and then talk about something else.
Yeah, sure.
Chalo, phir break ke baad hum dusre topic pe chalte hain. अच्छा अच्छा तो बॉयज ये जो हमने ट्रांजिशन मारा है एक सीरियस टॉपिक के ऊपर, इसके अंदर पिछले दिनों क्योंकि वी नो के पूरी दुनिया में लॉकडाउन चल रहा है और लाइक एवरीवन नोज एवरीथिंग अबाउट व्हाटएवर इज हैपनिंग अराउंड अस, तो इसके अंदर व्हाट डू यू गाइस थिंक के ये जो टाइम हम लोग अंदर गुजार रहे हैं, ये तुम लोगों से जनरली भी मेरा क्वेश्चन है और जनरली एज ह्यूमंस और एज अ लाइक अ ग्लोबल पॉपुलेशन भी एक क्वेश्चन है कि डू यू थिंक दैट द टाइम वी आर इन इज गोइंग टू चेंज समथिंग फंडामेंटली अबाउट अस वंस वी आर आउट ऑफ दिस होल पेंडेमिक थिंग, व्हाट डू यू गाइस थिंक?
I think of this in a couple of different ways. Ek to obviously I have to think about it from a medical aspect, and I'll think about it in a more emotional aspect in a second. But medical aspect, and I mentioned this before too, is that think about all these people trapped inside their houses. Okay, there's obviously, and there already is, by the way, it's proven already, ke there is a huge increase in the number and the coexistence of mental diseases. Yeah. Obviously, it's going to happen. Yeah. It's inevitable. Unfortunately, this has, and now thinking about it, and because, you know, we do study medicine, Umar, the epidemiology of particular diseases, right? You can't have, okay, in diseases have a natural course of history, theek hai? So when we thought of something like depression exists in a population at a certain amount, okay? 10% of the population, for example, will suffer from depression. Unless, of course, there's an external influence. Now, this external influence obviously happens to be this pandemic. And when you have an external influence, then the epidemiology of the entire disease, you know, becomes fucked. So my point being that speaking from a strictly medical issue, right, depression, anxiety, you know, other mental illnesses, like paranoia and everything, all of these we've seen a huge increase in. So as far as civilization in one aspect is concerned, this is one way. Emotionally, now, if we think culturally, Pakistan, for example, right? Being trapped inside with your families. And I don't want to use the word trapped. It's not like, for some people, it might be against their will. For some people, like, I guess with our families, you know, we're fine. We're cool with it. It's definitely made a huge difference because you do spend a lot of time with your family, right? But when you spend time with your family throughout the day for an extended period of time, you tend to notice like a lot of things. Okay? Ek to like relationships, you know, between like, you know, you and your mother, you and your father, you know, like I have a sister, so, you know, my other sibling. And then generally just since you have so much time, right? Like for me, I've noticed how, like, I know exactly, and I'm sure you guys know too, how if a particular, like, if something particularly happens, right, I know exactly how my parents or how my sister will respond immediately because I've spent so much time with them now.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's not just to say that, you know, this pandemic influences, but I don't know. I feel like I've grown, like, immensely close to them.
Interesting.
And not just in an emotional aspect, but just, like, you know how you know someone?
Yeah.
Like, I know the hell out of everyone in my family. And not just people in my family, you know, the people at our house, for example, who work here and everything, right? You just, I don't know, I think it's inevitable that being stuck in here for so long, mm-hmm. this was a positive way for me to take it, right? To spend time with people. This is how it was for me. How about you guys?
I'm glad that you're, like, you gave a positive response. It's good to hear that because we're not hearing a lot of positivity these days. Yeah, definitely. I think family, like getting closer to your family is definitely a positive aspect in all of this. But I think going back to the question, for me at least, as like a someone who's a bit more cynical, I think we might change our behavior for a couple of years, but things will go back to normal quicker than we expect it to once everything is settled down.
Okay, like what behavior in what way? Like, are you talking about like meeting people, shaking hands, hugging, things like that? Or
yeah, physical contact. I feel like we're going to be a lot more hesitant for physical contact, even when you're like hugging your homie or whatever, or stuff like that. It's we're going to see like less of that in the future once we're all out and about. Lekin, I don't know, man. Like, we've had plagues, pandemics in the past before, and maybe we can see another baby boomer sort of generation. But other than that, I really just I think the tenacity of humankind in general will persevere, and we're not going to see like that major of a change. Things will go back to normal. There is a chance, like this is definitely an opportunity for the system as a whole to change, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Right. So what about you? Like personally, on a personal level, do you think something has changed about Ansar?
Yeah, we matlab a lot less physical contact. I'm not the most physical guy, I guess. But, you know, I do definitely enjoy sharing a hug with my friends and stuff like that. But now it's just like everyone stay away from me. And I've noticed even when I'm watching a movie or a show and I see two people hug, my first reaction is, yo, dude, that's not safe. So, it's funny, but, you know, like, in terms of, like, fundamental changes, that I think that's what really hit me, where I was like, acha, like, you know, this movie was shot, like, 5 years ago, and still, I'm thinking about Corona right now. It's very interesting.
But do you think that kind of, thinking of yours is going to last, or, like, do you think that's short-lived as well?
Yeah, I think it's going to be short-lived at most, maybe a year or two after the dust settles, but things will hopefully return back to normal. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of mental health issues and stuff, but mental health is just generally on, a rise. So I think it's just going to feed into whatever pre-existing conditions people already have.
तो ये मेंटल हेल्थ वाली जो बात की है एंड पे इस पे तो मेरा एक छोटा सा रैंट भी है कि लाइक मेंटल हेल्थ इज ऑन द राइज बिकॉज व्हाट आई थिंक इज दैट पीपल हैव मेड इट लाइक एवरीवन्स बिजनेस टू डू समथिंग अबाउट मेंटल हेल्थ इवन दो दे आर नॉट प्रोफेशनल्स लाइक आई सॉ अ शिफ्ट इन दीज लाइक हेल्थ केयर पेजेस एंड लाइक सेल्फ केयर स्टफ व्हिच पीपल मेक ऑन देयर ओन के लाइक व्हेन द लॉकडाउन स्टार्टेड तो सब बस थे कि या दिस इज द टाइम टू बी प्रोडक्टिव एंड blah 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 but then when people figured out that staying in such close quarters was not good for your mental health everyone shifted their gears towards the next quote unquote trendy stuff which was like just make yourself feel better so like ek to ye movement thi jiski wajah se ye problem aaya lekin what I think is like basically what I wanted to say was like a part of what Umar said and a part of what you said It's like some things that give me hope in all of this situation is the fact that like jab itna bada external stress hamare upar aata hai so like humans have the tendency of survival basically so like they tend to look out for other people around them that's what we have seen happen like in countries who have successfully been able to quarantine themselves like South Korea China
yeah.
iske andar log jo hain wo baakiyon ka bahut zyada khayal karte hain और उसके अंदर बेशक आप उसको लाइक नेगेटिव सेंस में देखो पॉजिटिव सेंस में देखो लाइक दे आर लुकिंग आउट फॉर देमसेल्व्स और व्हाटएवर बट अल्टीमेटली गुड इज हैपनिंग इन द वर्ल्ड एक पिछली एपिसोड पे भी हमने बात की थी लाइक द पोल्यूशन थिंग व्हिच हैज ऑलरेडी बिकम अ मीम बट द पोल्यूशन लेवल्स आर लाइक टू एन अ टाइम लो जो पिछले कोई 50 सालों में हमने नहीं देखा ठीक है और उसके अलावा बस जनरली इट्स लाइक this whole pandemic has acted as a stressor jisne hamare jitne bhi systems exist karte hain isme hamara economic system hai which answer you can like elaborate on if you want ke jo hamara economic system hai wo kitna broken hai hamara jo worker welfare system hai aur healthcare system there are so many holes in this system which were already being seen by people it shouldn't have taken a pandemic to like point out all these problems but it still did and there is stuff which is being done for them or like countries as a whole like governments are taking care of it people like philanthropists have come on the front lines the true professions which matter like jo doctors hain healthcare workers hain nurses hain unke upar spotlight aayi hai finally from all of these like celebrities or sports players or everything उनसे स्पॉटलाइट एक्चुअल उन लोगों पे आई है जो हमारी सोसाइटी को सर्व करते हैं विदाउट एनी रिकग्निशन तो लेकिन इस बात के बाद भी आई कम बैक टू द सिनिकल पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू ऑफ व्हाट आंसर यू जस्ट सेड कि लाइक आई थिंक ऑल ऑफ दिस इज टेम्पररी लाइक बाय द टाइम सम साइंटिस्ट कम्स आउट विद एन अनाउंसमेंट के लाइक वी फाउंड आउट द वैक्सीन फॉर कोरोना वायरस Everything will go back to how it was like pre-pandemic.
Yeah.
So like that's what I think currently, like sari news sources or sari information ko like agar hum collect together karein, so there is like huge arguments for either side of the conversation. But what I believe on a personal level is that it is going to go back to how it was before.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
That makes sense. So you think that the pandemic was a uniting factor for so many countries, right? So you think that even after, let's say, a vaccine or after this entire thing resolves, how do you think, and you know, Ansar, you could probably elaborate on this from the economical side, is that how do you think countries would, you know, act with one another once this has resolved? Do you think there would, you know, the animosity will come back, or do you guys think that you know, cordial relations could be
maintained? Man, I think from a political perspective, maybe there will be an afterglow, but humans and states operate completely differently, you know, and we see and we know from various, not even historical, but just present examples that states will operate in their own interests, and that doesn't specifically have to be the interest of the people. So I think in terms of at least how states are going to act with each other, it's going to be more or less the same. In fact, it still is the same. We see that, you know, there's a couple of places in the world, I'm not going to be specific, but, you know, you can find in the news that there are like crossfires across borders in these areas, you know, like there are a couple of battles going on. So if that during the pandemic, for me, at least highlights the fact that states are not going to change.
Yeah, I share the same view. Okay, like pandemic or not, this the political scene and the interrelationships between different countries and states, that is not going to change, because like just Ansar said, like countries are already threatening each other over the throwing blames at each other for who spread the coronavirus. Yeah, and like everyone is still doing what they were doing before this. So I don't even think that we're going to see an afterglow, because people are already back on their previous tracks. But I still remain hopeful that the good that has happened, like that atones for most of humanity, what Absolutely. The negative effects we have had on this world already.
Yeah, man. I mean, I think it's crazy for me. The crazy thing about this is that truly, generally, I can say that even for countries that aren't afflicted with this pandemic as badly as other countries, we're genuinely all in this together.
True, true. Chalo, on that note, I think it's time to end. So until our next episode of the Burger Boys.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Ansar, for being
here. Yeah, of course. It's been a pleasure.
So I've been Umair.
I've been Umar.
And I've been Ansar.
And until next time, Allah Hafiz.
Allah Hafiz.